How do you make a panto? Take a fairy tale and twist and pummel the plot. Give it at least one talking animal character, a villain, and a man playing an altogether over-the-top lady. Write a chase scene. Have the cast grovel throughout for audience response, and in the case of People's Light, make it a full-blown brand-new musical. If this sounds like a recipe for goofiness, it's supposed to be. Sleeping Beauty, the company's newest panto, has all the trimmings and more. It's among the best I've seen. It does what quality pantos do by pleasing the kids on one level and the adults on another. It offers especially fine songs by local theater artist Alex Bechtel, and its spirited cast has as good a time as the audience. People's Light artists Pete Pryor and Samantha Redding wrote this Sleeping Beauty set in a town called Paoli Shoals. The place's claim to fame was the LP records it produced, but 16 years ago, record players were banned after one of its singing stars put a curse on the newborn princess. If she sticks herself on a needle, in this case a record needle, before her 16th birthday, she'll sleep 100 years. In this robust version, the moon somehow falls into Paoli Shoals and has to get back into the sky, a tricky subplot that offers some of the show's funniest moments. And here, I have to mention Mark Lazar of People's Light. He's always the guy playing the woman in the stage company's pantos, and he can say more with a few well-timed flicks of false eyelashes than other actors can with lines. So here's a way to spot this season's Grinches, Scrooges, and assorted party poopers. They'd be the ones not smiling at the panto of Sleeping Beauty. It runs through January 15th at People's Light in Malvern. For WHYY, I'm Howard Shapiro.